This is Punkanoi Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in, getting the week kicked off with one more episode from Chile. Got a bunch of other cool bands. We'll do an episode for Argentina, most likely tomorrow, and then for the weekend, might do another label feature. If you didn't know, go over to Punkanoi Worldwide, aka slcpunkcast.com, punkanoiworldwide.com. And we have a record distro on there. We have two original records that will be POW Records releases, as that's something new, but also do a record distro. And we are going to be featuring those labels that we currently have records for. Tough Ain't Enough Records, Primatour Crew, and UVPR. Give you a little bit of a sample of what records you can get here in the Americas. And again, and I'll remind you when we do that episode, if you're in Europe, make sure you order directly from them. Save yourself time and shipping and so forth. So let's get into this one. We got a variety of punk sounds. We got some garage, some power pop, some post-punk, some punk rock and roll, some hardcore, hardcore punk, melodic hardcore, skate, pop, all of those things. We got a lot and a lot to get through, so let's giddy up. First, a band out of Santiago in Chile. They are Noids, N-O-I-D-S, Noids. Didn't see any social medias. I mean, you can find some stuff for that Domino's Pizza Noid, but it ain't this band, I don't believe. I didn't see any that were. September 25th of 2024, they released Avoid the Noids, and we're going to check out their track, Por Favor, Metame, M-A-T-A-M-E. Let's get to the track. Here goes. Great way to kick the show off. That was Noids, Avoid the Noids. Next up, another band from Santiago in Chile. This band is Los Refrescos. Refrescos. Yes, that is. That's it. Labial is a single they put out December 18th of 2024. Yeah, just a few months ago. They have some other stuff to check out, but this was the newest one, so I thought let's do the new one. They're found on Instagram at Los Refrescos. R-E-F-R-E-S-C-O-S. There we go. Anyway, some cool power pop. I'm digging that power pop, definitely making a resurgence. A lot of cool genres that might have, I don't think any of the punk genres ever died, but maybe didn't have quite the popularity at certain points, and a lot are coming back all over the place. We're going to play that track, Labial. Here goes.
Caduco pedir perdón, o no, la letra de mente.
Los Refrescos. That's a cool new single from them. Next up, let's get to the band Los Scrappies. I believe they're from Santiago, Chile, as you can find their release on Instant Party Records over on Bandcamp. And you can go to Instagram at Instant Party Records. A lot of really cool releases there. Brigada Subterránea. We played them on the last episode, and you can find one of their releases there, and they got a bunch of other cool stuff. If everybody's from Santiago, Chile, then I guess I know where they're all from, but it doesn't specifically say. So I think that this one is. We're definitely going to play it just because it's a cool label you should go check out. But nonetheless, I don't know for sure if all the bands are from Chile or not. But Los Scrappies are, they released Tocan Tres Versiones y Una Original, which is an EP. It came out December 30th of 2023, so yeah, a little bit over a year ago. No Tiempo is the track. We're going to check that out now. Here it goes. Scrappies, No Tiempo. Next up, we're still in Santiago. All the bands except, well, as we get close to the end, there's two that are for sure not from Santiago. I don't know how close those cities are going to be. And then there's a couple that just list themselves from Chile, so it could be Santiago. I don't know. But either way, Chile nonetheless, we are going to do a post-punk band, Tolva, T-O-L-V-A, with a line diagonally through the O, and I don't know if that pronounces itself differently or not, or if that's a stylistic thing. I don't know. Let's see. Does Google Translate have anything that they're going to include?
T-O-L-V-A.
It says it's Norwegian and translates to 12, and I think it just spelled it, didn't pronounce it. If it's in Spanish, it translates to hopper.
Tolva.
And it pretty much pronounces the way I did it. Anyway, Todos Los Santos was released November 29th of 2024. Yeah, all this stuff's pretty new that we've played thus far. We do have a few things a little bit older. They are at T-O-L-V-A on Facebook and at T-O-L-V-A, T-O-L-V-A, Tolva Tolva over on Instagram. So check them out there. Parece que el tiempo se detiene. And I'm sure I didn't do that right, but you can go over to the Bandcamp page, check it out. Let's hear them. I'm sure they're going to say it plenty for you in the track, so, and they'll do it better. So here goes. We'll be right back.
La calma antes de la tormenta. Y que la luz nos seguiría. Camino abajo por la cuesta.
Yeah, that was Tolva, some cool post-punk there. Definitely been digging that style of music. Speaking of styles that are definitely getting more and more popular. Next up, you get another band out of Chile. A band goes by the name of T.A.M. Also, Tu Amargo Madrugar. So you might find him as that, I think, on Bandcamp. It is Aguante T.A.M. So you might be able to find it under that as well. Their social media, Tu Amargo, Amargo Madrugar, is where you'll find them over on Facebook. I did not see a social media or a an Instagram for them, but they can be found on Bandcamp, such as most of these bands. Tu Amargo Madrugar, your bitter early morning. Your bitter early morning. That's what it translates to, according to Google Translate anyway. Good Moments is the track we'll get to. Came off that January 2017 release. The band started in 2002. This release features 20 tracks, and it is pretty dang cool. So we're going to check out Good Moments together. Here goes.
Cada mañana gris que estudia.
Great stuff from Aguante TAM. Like I said, very cool release too. Amargo Madrugar. You can go find that and some other releases. It's a very cool band out of Santiago in Chile. Next up, we've got the band Falsa Bandera, all one word, also out of Santiago. They started this band in 2016. They put out the release 2, Roman numeral 2, or maybe it is simply an I and an I together. Two capitalized I's, I don't know. Anyway, we're going to play a track from that here in just a moment. Find them on Facebook at Falsa Bandera Punk Rock over on Facebook and at Falsa Bandera over on Instagram. Terremoto Emocional is the name of the track, so let's get to some cool shit from Falsa Bandera. Falsa Bandera, they got a killer sound, some great PR&R there. Next up, more along those lines as we work our way to some cool and a variety of hardcore. Next is BBS Paranoicos out of Santiago. They released ACADA Segundo. I don't know if I'm doing that right, but they started way back in 1991. That's fucking awesome. And they just released that single on July 31st of this year. So just a couple months ago. That's pretty awesome, too. They got more than 15 albums. Delusional was awarded with the prize Pulsar a Mejor Artist Rock of 2019. That's pretty great, too. You can find them at BB Paranoicos with the number one at the end. That's over on Facebook. And at BBS.Paranoicos over on Instagram. And obviously it's BBS, but then you got Paranoicos, in case you want to look them up on the social medias and or their Bandcamp page. Let's get to ACADA Segundo.
Yeah.
BBS Paranoicos. Cool stuff from them. Next up, let's go to Los Repuestos Superpuestos. They are from Chile, maybe from Santiago, I don't know. But they did do a split with TAM in 2019. We just played a couple bands ago. You can find them at Los Repuestos Superpuestos on Facebook and at Los_Repuestos_Superpuestos. Hopefully I got that close enough. In 2016, before that split came out, they released Lo Peor de las Sobras. And we are going to get to their track Los Indocumentados. So here's some more cool shit coming at us from Chile. Fun. Los Repuestos Superpuestos. And I know I'm probably doing a terrible job on some of these, but they're still cool, so pay no attention to me. Just you can even go look at the social media postings. I post all the bands there, and I try to tag as many of them as I can. That way it makes it super easy for you. You're just like, oh, I remember that band. They were cool on the episode, and you click it, and then you can see them. You can follow them, all of those things. And remember, that's the least we could do. If you find some cool music while you're listening to these episodes, go follow the bands. I mean, obviously they would appreciate if you did something else, but I think people knowing that people are enjoying what they're doing is definitely, sometimes that that means the world. Anyway, Paranoia, they are next from Santiago. They put out Por Qué No Me Morí on December 12th of 2017. Find them at Paranoia PR on Facebook and at Paranoia Punk Rock over on Instagram. And Fermo is the track we'll get to from Paranoia Rock Punk this time around. Let's go.
Robaron la dignidad y te lo venden por TV. Pendejos picos que a ti en nada se parecen. Y te vendieron la obsesión de que la única solución era comprar sus mierdas 12 cuotas sin dormir. Tienes que hacer para estar compitiendo por un mañana. No hay nada en realidad. Eres hijo del terror que se derrama de su charcha al noticiero.
From them, Anarchia are next. Where do you think they're from? Santiago was the correct answer. Anyway, 2012, we're going to work our way into some hardcore now. Nada Más is what they put out in 2012. You can find the band on Facebook at the band's name, Anarchia, A-N-A-R-K-I-A. Sueños is the name of the track we're going to get to this time around, so let's do some Anarchia. We'll be right back. Slovakia, Sueños was the track. Next up, we've got the band Ediondo, E-D-I-O-N-D-O, from Santiago. They put out Toxic Love, cool release there for sure. That came out on Valentine's Day 2023 at Ediondo Punk over on Instagram. Go to their Bandcamp, just like all the other bands. I'm pretty sure just about every band on here can be found there. I'm sure plenty of other places too. But again, I promote there because I think it's really cool that they have stuff. It's almost like a social media and a place to buy the music all in one. The bands can communicate with you and post there for you. And I just click follow. You can go to those pages. You don't have to scroll through stuff. You can go to specifics, or you just get notifications to your email address when something interesting is happening for the band, such as tours and all those kind of things. Anyway, Hablan de Antipatria is the name of the track, so let's go with Ediondo. Ediondo Hablan de Antipatria. Go check out the rest of Toxic Love. It's a cool release. There's 8 other tracks to go check out from them. Next up, let's go to Amargao. A-M-A-R-G-A-O. Amargao. They're on Junko Records. Cool label there. Putting out a lot of cool stuff. I think a lot of the bands are also from Chile there. But I think just South America in general. Maybe even Central America. Amargao.hc. Just the way I spelled it over on Instagram. Brand new stuff that just came out February 23rd was their demo EP. And Callate, C-A-L-L-A-T-E. Callate, I think, is the pronunciation. I think I've said that word before, so I'm saying what I am familiar with, but probably not normally seeing it spelled. And yep, that's it. Callate, be quiet. So let's do that one now. Here is Amargo off their demo. Amargao, great stuff from them. Go check out that demo on Junko Records. Yes, we're doing a lot of hardcore here for a bit, and so some of those get to be quick. Let's get to Abyecta. I think they're coming to CY Fest, if I'm not mistaken, coming up. Abyecta, A-B-Y-E-C-T-A, from Santiago, May 5th of 2024, less than a year ago. They put out Demo 3. You can find them at the band's name, abyecta.banda, over on Instagram. We are going to get to their track, Anticarta de Suicidal. So let's go with Abyecta. From Demo 3. That's Anticarta de Suicidio. You can go find that on Black Legion Records, which is based out of Lima, Peru. Good stuff there. I think you can just get the digital, the non-digital versions appear to be sold out. Next up, let's get to the band Alambre de Púas, who are out of Chile. I don't know if they're out of Santiago or not, but January 6th of this year, they released Quimierda Esperan de Mí. And they started his band in 2018, so that was 7 years ago. Still going, that's awesome. Alambre de Púas de punk is where you'll find them over on Instagram. And Rodeado de Enemigos is the track. Let's get to some Alambre de Púas. Here it is.
Stop!
This is fun. Oh, yeah, we're going to finish this. Rodeado de Enemigos from Alambre de Púas. Cool stuff there. What a fun ending. Next up, Interdictos from Santiago. They started in 1997. They put out a single, Desorden, and they did so June 18th of 2020. So, I mean, that was 23 years after they started as a band, which was already 5 years ago, almost 5 years ago. Interdictos with an extra S. That's where you'll find them over on Facebook, and then Interdictos over on Instagram. So you can find them on both. You can find them on Bandcamp. Desorden is the single. So let's get to that single from Interdictos. Let's go. Yes, Prohibitions with Disorder, or Interdictos with Disorden. Great stuff from Chile. We got a few more bands to go. Like I said, some of them faster. It's hardcore. What can I say? Linea de Combat put out a self-titled on April 16th of 2020. You can find them at the band's name, Linea de Combat. And it's they're on Linea de Combat on Facebook and Linea de Combat HC on Instagram. LineaDeCombate is where you'll find them. Viejo Santiago is the track, so let's get to this one. Cool album cover, too. I like the subtle red mixed in with everything else, and you'll just have to look either on the social media post or go to their Bandcamp page, and you'll find out.
Terminará.
Línea de Combat with Viejo Santiago. Next up, we've got the band Rancios, R-A-N-C-I-O-S. They put out Terror Subterráneo on June 4th of 2024. Chaos is the track, C-A-O-S, that came out last year in June that we're going to get to. There's plenty of other tracks on that release that you should go check out, and you'll know why here in a moment when we play them. I didn't see any social medias for them, but they did start way back in 2006, and 18 years later, they're still putting out music, which was, they started 19 years ago, so congratulations to them for still going. We're going to get to their track, Chaos. Let's go. Some thrash in with our hardcore there. That was Rancios. Next up, we've got the band Ramenami from Punto Arenas in Chile. There we go. Desde el Último Alienato is the EP that they put out July 4th of 2019. They formed 6 years prior to that in 2013. And here's a little bit, a little thing here from the band. What does Ramenami mean? Ramen, oriental soup, to me, towards me, Ramen-a-me. So, oriental soup to me, I don't know. Anyway, Ramenami, R-A-M-E-N-A-M-I, all one word, on Facebook and on Instagram, so you can check them out on those. Averno is the track that we're going to get to, so let's do that one now. Here goes. Ramenami with Averno. Next up, let's get to Motivo. They're out of Santiago. La Injusticia por Sobre la Razón. And I'm sure I didn't do that right. But we're going to play something from that release that came out May 1st of 2020. They formed in 2008. Got an Instagram message from them at one point. So shout out to them for reaching out. At Motivo Banda on Facebook, and a Motivo HC over on Instagram. Inesperado, one word, all one word there. That is the track, so let's get to some cool stuff from Motivo. We'll be right back. TiVo, great stuff from them. They did a cover of Face to Face's I Won't Lie Down 2, and that was a really cool cover, so you can go check that out over on their Bandcamp page as well. Next up, and we are getting to the end. What do we got? Two more bands left to go. Who we got next? We've got Valium from Santiago. They've released Nuestro Lugar on January 4th of 2015. That looks... Oh, no, we did do a 2012 track. That one from Anarchia was the oldest track. This is the second oldest track on the episode. They've got a 90s-style skate punk. They started in 2006, so next year they're going to hit 20 years. I don't know if they're still around, though, so maybe they won't be hitting that. But 10 years ago is when Nuestro Lugar came out. Find them at Valium on Facebook. And a Valium as well on Instagram. No Me Sorprenderia is the name of the track. It's a cool one, even though I can't pronounce it very well. And they also have very cool album artwork with their releases. Oh, yes, they released a live version of En Vivo Te 10 Años, which came out 2023. So at least they're putting out those releases. Another one in 2020. Anyway. No Me Sorprenderia. Here's Valium. Valium, great stuff from them. It's going to bring us up to the last band of the show, who is not from Santiago. They are actually from Viña del Mar and Valparaiso in Chile. The band is 20 CMS, all one word. And they released on November 27th of 2020, Tres Refritos y Uno Cover, which is an EP. And I know I'm probably not getting these right. All these numbers, sometimes I confuse my Spanish and my French. 21 de Mayo is the name of the track. And the band started way back in 2003, so over 20 years for them. Over 20 years for at 20CMS on Facebook and at 20CMS Punk Rock over on Instagram. It's been a great episode. A lot of great bands from Chile. I missed any, let me know. After I do two from Argentina and at least four probably from Brazil, we'll be doing a Catch What's Missed episode. It'll also feature a bunch of new stuff that I missed. But any bands from Central or South America that we might have missed along the way, I'd love to add in there. So let me know. But we are going to wrap up the show here with 21 de Mayo from 20 CMS. So we'll catch you for Argentina probably tomorrow.